Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. We're going to be talking about the negativity bias today. This is something that's been wired into us by evolution. It made sense on the savanna because our forebears needed to be on the lookout for threats of all manner. And being on the lookout for threats still makes sense to a certain extent today, but we tend to take it too far and view the world through garbage-colored glasses. And that's why it's so important to counteract the negativity bias. And we're going to talk about that today in a guided meditation in just a second. I do want to say before we dive in that this Friday bonus is a part of our special series that we're doing in partnership with the hit show on Apple TV Plus, Ted Lasso. Season 2 of the show launched on July 23rd, and new episodes drop every Friday. I like it a lot, and folks on my team are also really, really big fans. If you haven't seen it, it stars Jason Sudeikis as a guy named Ted Lasso, who's a football coach based in the U.S., but the conceit of the show is that he gets called over to the UK to coach a soccer team, even though he knows nothing about soccer. And the reason he's really able to keep his head above water and actually succeed is that he deploys the tried and true tactic of being a high quality human being. In other words, he's very, very nice. So the question for all of us is, how can Ted and how can you remember to be kind when you're under a lot of pressure? Just as in sports, the answer is, of course, practice. And to that end, 10% Happier has created a free pack of meditations to help you cultivate kindness in your everyday life. In fact, the meditation you're about to hear is from the Kindness Meditation Pack, which is available on the 10% Happier app. If you want more of these meditations, just download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps, and then tap on the Singles tab to find the rest of the aforementioned Kindness Meditations, or you can just click the link in the show notes here. Let's get to today's practice. It's from the meditation teacher Anushka Fernandopoli, and she offers us some guidance on how to recall moments of kindness in our own lives. Over now to Anushka.
Hi, this is Anushka. Welcome to this meditation on noticing different moments of kindness you've received. This helps us to grow in appreciation and to have a more positive outlook on our life. It also makes it easier for us to continue the chain of kindness by being kind to others and ourselves. So let's get started. Come to a comfortable position for this meditation. You could be lying down or sitting. You could even be standing somewhere while you listen to this meditation. But you do want to be in a comfortable position. Let yourself relax your body. If you're comfortable, you can close your eyes. Or if you're standing, you can keep them open. Take a few deep breaths in and out. As you try to let go of the thoughts of the day, see if there's any tension in your face, your shoulders, or any other part of the body. Breathe deeply in and out a few times, relaxing the tension on the out-breath. And then allow the breath to come to its natural rhythm. You can begin by bringing to mind someone who's been kind to you quite recently. This could be someone who's shown you some generosity, some care, some goodwill, or love. It could be someone you're close to, or even some small kindness that came from a stranger, including someone who held a door open for you, who genuinely smiled at you, or who did their job with kindness. Allow yourself to remember this act of kindness and feel the impact of it. Allow your attention to go to your heart area or anywhere in your body where you can notice this. Allow yourself to feel it fully. Try not to judge how it's supposed to feel or how strong the feeling is. Just be with this sense of kindness, however it's showing up. Next, you can bring to mind another act of kindness that you may not have thought of for some time. Maybe from your work life, someone who has been helpful to you through mentoring you, or who was kind in some way. Or it could be a long-lost friend that you haven't thought of for a while. Allow yourself to remember the act of kindness, the relationship of goodwill. Let your attention settle in your chest or your heart area, or any place in your body where you feel the impact of this kindness. We can allow this kindness to inspire us, to also be a benefit to others in the way they may have been kind to us, or in other ways, as opportunities present themselves. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if your eyes have been closed. Allow yourself to go on with your day nourished by this kindness. See if you can be open to receiving kindness and to giving it as you move around in the world. Until the next time.
Thank you to Anushka. We'll see you right back here on Monday for Freshie, a new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.